Something I picked up on there when you were saying that is a lot of people don't understand that there's a lots of unbillable costs relating to running an agency. I mean, some SEOs I've talked to say, oh, well, you know, I mean, I'm sat here doing all the work and they're charging this and I'm only getting that. But they don't understand all these unbillable costs behind running an agency and keeping them in a job.
Yeah, exactly. And I think at a small level, if you've got clients that are paying, I don't know, a couple of thousand a month or something like that, the equivalent in the way that the client would look at that would be, okay, well, what could I hire as an in-house role? Is that someone who's part-time through to full-time in terms of an equivalent salary? And I get that makes sense. If the agency is providing you with one person as a consultant, then maybe there's a just a mentally the way that they look at things, that's a comparison and it's logical. It doesn't necessarily mean that they would find the same level of experience, for example, but again, it's a fair comparison at face value. I think when it comes to, if you're hiring an agency, you're typically hiring a team. So for us, you would likely have a strategist, an analyst, a project manager that organizes them behind the scenes and make sure that we do what we said we would do, and we deliver against a roadmap. You might have an account manager, you might have copywriters or a content team, you could have digital PR specialists, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of moving parts. And then, like I say, there are some unbillable roles within that where you just need to make the trains run on time, essentially. So project management is part of that, resourcing across the agency, HR, because you need to make sure that you're retaining your team and they're growing with you and they've got career progression as well as, kind of just looking at what we can get out of them as an agency. It goes both ways. It's a two-way relationship. There's finance. If clients don't pay on time, then we can't pay salaries, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to make sure that actually we're collecting money. And then there's the new business side as well, if we're growing, and that all costs money. Sometimes you have an office. We actually don't anymore, but we used to have quite a big office in London. All of these things are centered around how do you drive excellence for your clients. So they're all costs in one way or another that go towards that. Training, learning and development, that's all part of what goes into this. But the client ultimately wants to pay for results. But results doesn't just, in terms of the input, it's not just people's time. There's a lot that goes around that as well. So yeah, there's certainly some maybe hidden costs to the client, but I mean, it should be pretty transparent what it takes to run an agency and that type of thing, that although it might not be clearly visible in the form of a deliverable, if you took away HR, finance, sales and marketing, you're probably not going to have an agency for very long. So you need to be making sure that you're keeping pressure on each of those things as well.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.